Good morning, welcome to today's EMP. Today's reading is from Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 17. Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 17. This is what it says. Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, "You are that Daniel, one of the exiles of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought from Judah. I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now the wise men, the enchanters, have been brought in before me to read this writing and make known to me its interpretation. But they could not show the interpretation of that of the matter. But I heard that you can give the interpretation and solve problems. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you should be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be for yourself and your rewards to another. Nonetheless, I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation." Let's go. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that it will speak to our hearts and mind, and that it will be a seed sown into our lives, bearing fruit in season. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so I've been continuing my reading of the book of Daniel, and Daniel has been just such a great writing character in terms of being a biography study. And is this my mom? Okay, can't hear myself. Okay, and so Daniel here is, the king has called him. So King Nebuchadnezzar has passed away. And so this is now King Nebuchadnezzar's son. And so King Nebuchadnezzar's son has this vision where he sees writing on the wall. And so he sees writing on the wall, and Daniel, it says that the king had heard of Daniel. It says, I have heard of you, Daniel, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that you can do, and you can interpret, and that you can solve problems, that wisdom and light is found in you. And so throughout the book of Daniel, there's this consistency of just that phrase, the Spirit of God is in you. And so when we look at here in the book of Daniel, in terms of maybe in light of our lives, in terms of the talents and gifts of our lives, it's really how God uses that in Daniel's lives, in Daniel's life, in terms of him being placed in positions to use that gift in his life, and Daniel having the courage in his life to step out for those gifts and talents to be manifested in his life. And so here in the book of Daniel, it says that the king had heard of him, and that word heard of Daniel is said three different times. I've heard of you, I've heard of you, I've heard of you. What does that speak of? Reputation. That Daniel had built a reputation that people knew about him. And I think that speaks to our lives in terms of what reputation are we building in our lives? What if you would ask those around you, hey, what would you say of me? What would be my reputation? And so Daniel had built this reputation that if you ask people of Daniel, they would say the Spirit of God is in him, and there's wisdom and light in him at the same time. And what we see in Daniel in terms of just gifts and abilities being manifested in his life is that really, I think it's something that's just almost just natural in terms of, you could say, the natural working order of life. That when someone has ability in their life, these two things are presented before Daniel. The king says, okay, Daniel, I've heard of you, and if you do this, then I will give you possessions. Essentially, he says, I'm going to give you a chain of gold and position. Right? And really, if you look at it, those are things that really, when you have natural, when you have gifting and ability in your life and it's displayed before others, those are normally two things that go before you. You either get more money, you get more possessions, or you're put in positions. Right? You're at work. You're doing well at work, most likely the outcome of that, hey, you're going to get more money, you're going to get more possessions. Okay, is this the natural way of doing things? And so when we're looking here at the book of Daniel, though, something stranger turned to Daniel, says, keep your money, keep your possessions, keep it for yourself, keep it for others, but I'm going to reveal to you what you're seeking. But really, the area that I want to focus on here is where in that simple word, where it says that Daniel was in exile. Okay? Daniel was in exile. And I like that word because that can be a word that can define Daniel and his life in terms of why he wouldn't be able to succeed in his life. If you look at Daniel's story in terms of being removed from his home place, he's completely removed from his home place. He's taken into a new different place, into Babylon. He's removed from his family. He is removed from everything he knows, and he's placed into a new country. He is in exile. And many probably people would have said, I can't succeed. I can't be fruitful here because I'm in exile. I don't know anyone here. I don't speak the language here. Whatever the reason to be, he could have just said, I'm in exile and I can't succeed. God can't use me in this place. And what I want to speak on that in terms of sometimes the mentality that we sometimes have in our lives, of why we start giving reasons, and really what they are excuses of why we can't do what we can do. And there's a difference between excuses and reasons, okay? Here are the differences. Excuses are self-serving and essentially justification. They lead towards helplessness, blame, and resentment. It avoids responsibility and shifts blame. Versus reason accepts accountability and drives towards solution and is forward thinking. So essentially, someone that is very excuse driven in their life would say, I can't succeed because I'm in exile. And they would begin to give the reason, the excuses as why they can't do it. Versus someone that maybe will give you a reason, they'll say, I'm in exile, but what can I do to succeed? Essentially, they're looking for a solution forward thinking in their life. And sometimes most of us may have thoughts in our lives that you can say are, what the Bible says, are uncaptivated thoughts. That's why the Bible says that we are to take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That when we have thoughts that really are uncaptivated, that just run wild, there's sometimes thoughts that sabotage our lives. There are sometimes thoughts that are ruining our lives because we're letting them just run wild, and we use them as excuses for our lives. And this could be a hard one to think of because, again, we often confuse excuses and reasons. Okay? Now, I could be like, oh, I'm late for work because of so, and I could give you 10 different reasons. But in those reasons, if I don't take this accountability, if I don't take responsibility, you know what, I should have woken up earlier, you know, I should have checked this, I should have done that, I need to do something better. Then that moves from being someone that gives excuses into someone that, okay, that's a reason of why you're late, but this is how you're choosing to move forward. Versus a person that is stuck on an excuse mentality will give you all the reasons as to why they're late, but it will never be their fault. It will never be their fault. So essentially, everything around them is their fault, but it's never on you. And that's a huge, huge thing in our life, that when we're stuck in this, because it's either a victim mentality or in this excuse mentality in our lives, it's very hard for us to move forward in our lives. And so, what does the Bible say? How can we move forward from this type of mentalities in our lives? The Bible gives two verses that I think are key. The first one is in Romans 12:2, where it says, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the second one is in 2 Corinthians 10:5, where it says, to bring every thought into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. Okay? So this is what the Bible is saying, that when your mind is renewed, then your life is transformed. And many of us in our life are stuck because we still linger and wrestle with thoughts that are not captivated. By that, I mean being able to identify what the thought is, bringing it to Christ to have that thought renewed, to it then transforming your life. And so Daniel could have just said, I'm in exile. And he could just walk with that as his identity. I'm in exile. I can't flourish in Babylon. I can't flourish here because I don't know anyone here. I can't flourish. And it could be all of a sudden he could have easily been stuck in this mentality of excuses of why he couldn't do anything. But instead, despite his circumstances, despite him being removed from everything that he knows and him being in exile, he still flourishes where God had placed him. And I think part of that is just the way he probably thought about himself and the way he allowed God to work through his life and the way he allowed for his gifting, his hands to step out, encourage, and to flourish. Many things, many ingredients coming together. But I want to say is this, is that when you have thoughts that are uncaptivated, they will sabotage you in your life. How many people that you know that their life would be so much better if they just changed one way of thinking in their life? That you're like, if you would just change one way that you think, then your life would be further ahead than where it is now. And the same thing happens to our life if we're not aware of it. That if we have thoughts that we haven't brought into captivity, that then we can bring to Christ for him to renew our thoughts, then it will lead into transformation into our lives. And so as we go into a time of worship, I want you to just bring that before God and just ask him, God, what thoughts are just not captivated in my life? What thoughts are sabotaging me in my life? And so as we go into a time of worship, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any thoughts that we may have in our lives that are consistently looking at the circumstances around us, where we've taken a mentality that sabotages our life versus stepping into all that God has for us in our lives. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. That maybe there's thoughts in our lives that we've never thought about, but they're sabotaging the way we move forward in our lives. And so, Holy Spirit, we just invite you this morning to reveal what those thoughts are. That Daniel exiled, that Daniel flourished while being in exile. And he didn't use that as an excuse or as an excuse in his life. And so, Father, reveal the excuses we're making in our life for us to not move forward in our lives. I can't move forward, God, because of this. I can't find healing, God, because of this. I can't forgive, God, because of this. I can't do this, God. I can't do this. I can't do that. All those things are sabotaging us into the life that you called us to. So, Holy Spirit, reveal those thoughts to us and bring freedom. So, Father, we thank you.
Your grace is more.
continue to renew our minds so we may experience your transformation in our lives. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't we move up to the front?